All right, well, let's go to the Gospel of Mark chapter 1. Gospel of Mark chapter 1. We're continuing on our teaching series of manifesting God's power. This is number 21. It's unbelievable. And we've been going over discerning the spirits. Discerning the spirits is where God can reveal the necessary information to us concerning the presence or non-presence of spirits, and if they're evil, whether you can cast them out. That's what discerning the spirits is. He shows us information. And so, last week we covered about the if evil, whether you may cast them out, because we went over how to cast out a devil spirit. And so for those of you who were here, you know that all it takes is a little water gun, a little shot, and boom, they're gone, right? No. It's very, very simple. We're going to see it in one scripture we went through last week is here in Mark chapter 1, verse 25. This is Jesus speaking to a devil spirit. And he said, "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him." And it's very simple. As long as you understand in your heart and believe that you have the authority over the devil and over devil spirits, and if you have revelation to cast out, all you have to say is scram or get out or come out. There's many things that Jesus Christ said, and same in the book of Acts. But basic essence is, you got to get out. They may do a little theatrics like we see here, or the guy cried and did this and that. But ultimately, they come out. Because we have the authority to cast out. So it's got nothing to do with the loudness of voice or softness of voice or type of voice. It's all in that we have the authority to command. Devil spirit doesn't belong in the individual. God says it, you know, to cast it out. It's simple. Really wonderful. So we went over that, but that ends what we're doing on discerning spirits. We're moving now on to the next group of manifestations. And they are called, there's a couple different names for them. And these names are listing of the basic nature or function of what they do. And sometimes they're called power manifestations because they deal with the power of God in operation. Sometimes they're called impartation manifestations because you're imparting something. They're also called application manifestations because it's something you are applying, which is the revelation that you got by way of word of knowledge or word of wisdom or discerning spirits. And they're also called action manifestations because you are acting. You are moving with the power of God. You're acting on that which was given to you. You can make up other names. None of these names are per se in the scriptures where we say, well, this is where it says it's called application manifestations. But they're grouped that way simply for our understanding. And to see that, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We've been, as you know, handling the revelation manifestations, which are word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning spirits, and they are information manifestations, where God gives us information. These manifestations, it's taking that information and doing something with it. And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, gives us that list of the nine manifestations. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith or believing by the same Spirit, and that's one of the ones we're going to look at, to another the gifts of healing, that's another one we're going to look at, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, there's the third one, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So we've gone over six. We're going to go over the next three. Manifestation of believing. It's called faith here, but it's also translated believing, and it's better understood as believing. The manifestation of believing, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. So we're going to start by going to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, book of Acts. So we're going to look at the power manifestations. Now these manifestations just allow us to operate the power of God. It's basically what we're doing with them. And with this power, it defeats the works of the devil. The works of the devil. I don't know if you've ever seen kids play. I don't know if believer kids do it as much as other places, but in kindergarten and preschool and stuff like that, one kid might be putting some stuff together, you know, like blocks or whatever, and another kid comes and just kicks it over. You know, it's what happens, you know, with kids. Well, the devil has been working on people for a long time and hurting people and maiming people. And we can come along, in a good way, with the power of God and break up his works. And that's what these manifestations do. They defeat the works of the devil. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We see how Jesus Christ, you know, that he did that. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we just read that record in Mark where the guy had a devil spirit in him. And that was the works of the devil, beating this guy up. And Jesus came in with the power of God, cast that spirit out, and boom, like kicking the blocks over of the devil. Now we bang his works out with these manifestations. Let's go to Mark, the Gospel of Mark. We're just going to do a little overview of these three manifestations just to get a feel for what they are. And then after that, starting next week, we're going to go into more detail with the manifestation of believing. So Mark chapter 11, the first one we're going to take a brief look at is the manifestation of believing. And the manifestation of believing is where you believe to bring to pass the impossible at your command, according to what God has revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or discerning of spirits. At your command, which is really wonderful. You know, the words you speak, boom, they, you know, something happens with them. Maybe we weren't brought up, say, you know, with the idea that what we say is, you know, it's going to have a major impact on somebody. But when we believe that which God has given us, we can have an impact. Our words have an impact. So, that's what the manifestation of believing is, where you believe to bring to pass the impossible. So, Mark chapter 11, there's a great description of this manifestation, so to speak. We're going to look at it in verse 12. It's a record of Jesus coming into Jerusalem shortly before the crucifixion and all that stuff that was going to happen. And he comes into Jerusalem, and verse 12 it says, and on he goes in, he comes out, and it says, on the morrow or the next day, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. So he's coming from Bethany, he's going back into Jerusalem. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And he went, when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And we know that if at this point in the tree, if it didn't have the little buds for figs, it wouldn't have figs later. So this is what Jesus did, verse 14. And this isn't because he had an anger problem, but it says, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So he spoke to the tree, and that was that. He goes into Jerusalem, he does what he did, and they're coming out, and in verse 19 we pick it up, it says, and when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, if you know anything about trees, they don't dry up and die from the roots going up. If you ever had to prune a tree, if some of it's dying on the top side. You gotta cut and prune the dead off the top. You don't dig down and prune the dead roots. This dried up from the roots up. They died from the roots up. And it was fast, because the next morning, Peter sees this big dead tree, And this is what he cries out. Verse 21, and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. And the word faith is a Greek word, pistis. It's often translated believing. And a good translation for this would be, have the believing of God. Or even simpler, believe God. And he's going to give an incredible lesson here. This is a verse of scripture to put, if you ever put a scripture in your head, this is just a great one. Because it's such a part of living God's word. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and they were in a mountainous area, easily could have been pointing to one, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And that's the principle of believing, and it's also an illustration of the manifestation of believing. There's two types of believing in the Bible, in the sense that there is believing of the written word of God, which you could perhaps call it regular believing, you know. I'll have regular. It's regular believing in the sense it's what God wants us to do is to believe what his promises are that are in the written word of God, what he's already made available. And those we can believe at any time and for any amount of time. It's our choice to believe them, like Romans 10, 9 and 10. It was presented to us somewhere along our life the first time we chose to believe it, and there we have got born again. There's hundreds of promises. Now, the manifestation of believing is where you bring to pass believe to bring to pass the impossible at your command according to what God revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or discerning spirits. Dennis, can you just wake up in the morning, lift up your shade, and look at the house next to you and say, you know, I really don't like the color of that house. It's gray now. I'm thinking yellow. Yeah, house be yellow. I mean, maybe we want to, but it's not available. How about a mountain? Can we just say to go up to North Jersey or New England and pick a mountain and say, I don't like where it's sitting, and cast it into the sea? No. Life would be a little weird. You could be driving on the highway and all of a sudden somebody doesn't like where you're driving and they say, get rid of that road right there. It would be really a difficult place to live. You never know what you're going to. Where you're going to be thrown. But if God said to remove a mountain and cast it into the sea, now all you have to do is believe that revelation, and boom, that can happen. Let's go to, as an illustration of this, let's go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. We're going to Exodus. We're going to go to John later. Exodus. What?
It was close.
Yeah, real close. Same book, same Bible. Exodus chapter 14. There certainly would be massive confusion if we could just, at any time, at our own will, cast out mountains. Exodus? Yeah, I did say John. We're getting there. I was a little ahead of myself. Here's a record where the children of Israel are leaving Egypt. God had told Moses and the children of Israel that they could go into the Promised Land, and they're moving forward to go to the Promised Land. They left Egypt, and the Egyptian army's chasing them, and they get to the Red Sea, and the children of Israel are a bit upset. They get to the Red Sea and see, how are we going to get out of this one? The armies are chasing us, and there's no bridge there to cross. And there weren't any boats waiting for them. How did they get across? So they get a little upset in their mind. God tells Moses, verse 15 here. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? You speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And he's saying, well, there's no bridge, there's no boat. Verse 16, here's the revelation, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. But lift up thou thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. The children of Israel shall go over on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. So here's a case where what would normally naturally not be available became available, only because of revelation. So when Jesus in Mark 11 said, you know, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you say are going to come to pass, you're going to have it. When God said to Moses, lift up your rod and pass your hand over the sea, whatever it was that he said, stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. You're dividing it. It happened. Otherwise, the guys floating down the river on a boat, you know, they might be in danger. But God said, divide it, they divide it. You can't just go around, like, decreeing things and willing things. It just doesn't happen. Unless God tells you it can happen. Then it's a whole different story. So believing, manifestation of believing is where you believe to bring to pass the impossible at your command according to what God has revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. And it's a real wonderful thing. It's a real exciting thing. And we're going to get into that in more detail starting next week, going over records of the manifestation of believing. See some of the most coolest things that God has pulled off. I mean, some of the things that God has done is just mind-blowing, that what God could actually do. Really something. Now, we're going to go to John chapter 2, actually. John chapter 2. The next manifestation in this grouping of the power of manifestations is workings of miracles. And that is where you may bring, where you may, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the manifestation of believing, bring to pass miracles according to what God has revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or discerning of spirits. So we're bringing to pass miracles. We do the bringing to pass. We believe with the manifestation of believing, and we bring to pass miracles. And this is the record of the first miracle that Jesus Christ did. Chapter 2, verse 11. He was at a wedding that he was invited to, and they ran out of wine. And Mary, his mom, approached Jesus and said, you know, they're out of wine. It wasn't his place to have, you know, to be bringing wine, but he's filling in here, helping out. And God showed him to turn the water into wine. Verse 11, and it says, This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. So he had changed water into wine. It was his first miracle. Now, how the molecular composition of water changed to the molecular structure of wine wasn't necessary for Jesus to understand. He didn't say, okay, well, let's see, we've got to change such and such and such and such. And, you know, it's not like he had to do the concoction. All he had to do is believe what God said, which was fill the water pots with water and tell those guys to draw in and dip the, you know, pull the wine out. That was it. He just had to believe for that to change. He didn't have to understand how God actually did it. Really incredible. What is a miracle, actually, is a good question. Well, the Greek word for miracle is, anybody know? Dunamis. Dunamis is the Greek word, and it's very familiar for a lot of us, and it basically means potential power. Dunamis. We have dunamis in us when we get born again. Our spirit has dunamis. And the word working is a Greek word energeo. And energeo is active power. So the working of miracles is basically, if you think of it in terms of, it's the working of potential power or the energizing of power. That's what working of miracles is. You're energizing the power that you already have, which is really wild. You know, we're just using it. We're plugging in and using the power that we've been given when we're told to do so, as far as a specific incident. So we're energizing this power by way of the manifestation of believing. The next one is gifts of healing. And gifts of healing, this is where you may, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the manifestation of believing, bring to pass healing, according to what God has revealed to you by word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or discerning spirits. Everybody here knows. Know here? What healing is. We've all been healed of something. There's one thing I haven't been healed of. Anybody know what that is?
Bad humor.
Jokes?
I thought this would be a struggle. I thought it would be a struggle. Apparently not. Okay. Okay. We all been healed of most things.
Was that it? Bad jokes?
Yeah. I thought it would really be a difficult question. So anyway. But we know what healing is, and we have the ability to minister healing. We got to think of ourselves as bigger than just whatever our name is. We got to think of ourselves as, and we do think of ourselves as, a son of God with power. We are. We are sons of God with power. We're not just Wesley Pittenger, or not just Rube Sarnak, or not just Mary Vargas. We are Mary Vargas with the Spirit of God in us, activating, energizing the power of God in us. That's who we are. Or that's what Jesus is. You know what I mean? But that's really cool. Really, really cool. We do the healing. We are the ones that actually do the healing. God energizes the power of God that's in us. I was thinking, I wrote this down, we are not ordinary people doing ordinary things. We are sons of God manifesting his power in our day-to-day living. That's what we are. We're going to look at a few of these things in Acts chapter 2. I just wanted to look at a few scriptures. We're not going very far in the book of Acts, and you don't have to see how the believers in the first century, who had also the same Spirit of God we have, the same power, how they moved with these the operation of these manifestations, and great things happened. And chapter 2, we're going to start with chapter 2, verse 42. This is right after Pentecost. And the believers were moving together and fellowshipping with one another and growing in the word. And verse 42 says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear or respect or awe came upon every soul, and just a few wonders and signs. You know? And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The work of, the power of God in manifestation was becoming evident, and people were seeing these things happen, and the power of God was in operation. Let's go to chapter 3, verse 6. Chapter 3, verse 6. This is right after Peter and John, they were going to the temple, and they ended up healing this man who was born lame. And he was, quite old at this point. And he gets up, and gets up pretty excitedly. Verse 6, it says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, and the man said, I can't walk, I'm lame. Oh. The guy believed what was available, it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping stood up, or stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. If you've been, I think he was 40 years old. If you hadn't walked all your life, and now you could, you'd be leaping too. I mean, just an exciting moment for that guy. All Peter and John did was use what was given to them. And then the religious leaders didn't quite like this. And in verse 16, they noted, it says, saying, what shall we do to these men, referring to Peter and John, for that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Great miracle, a notable miracle. Let's go to, we're in chapter 4, verse 29. Believers get together after this incident, and they're in prayer. And it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Great things were happening. Great things. Chapter 5, verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst or dared not join himself to them, but the people magnified them because of the word of God that was being taught and lived. And the believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Wow. These manifestations were definitely in operation with these believers. They thought of themselves as not just their name, but that they were sons of God, been given power, and they were going to use it. Hey, it was free. Didn't cost them anything, right? It was free. You can use it. Why not? Let's go to the last one is Acts chapter 8. This is really us. We have the same ability, and we have seen these things happen in our lives. I mean, I've never seen what we just read in my life where, you know, just a shadow of somebody healed them, but we know it's happened. Chapter 8, verse 5. This is Philip going down to Samaria to teach God's word. Verse 5 says, and then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which who did?
He did.
He operated those manifestations. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of the many that were possessed with them, and many were taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. I would say so. Really amazing. So it's our privilege to be able to operate these power manifestations or application manifestations, impartation manifestations, action manifestations, whatever you want to call them. Get up and get going manifestations. Do it to it. Well, you can call it what you want. But they are manifestation of believing, workings of miracles, and gifts of healing. We operate them based on what God showed us with word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And the process is simple. It's not like, well, it's not, you know, it can happen in a split second from the time you get word of knowledge to the time the person's healed. it's not like this long drawn out process where you're grinding something and you finally get it at the end. It can be just boom, that quick, really fast. Spirit guides pretty quick. I don't know how long it took for God, from the moment you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, from the moment that happened in your heart to the time that Spirit was in you, had to be pretty quick. Right? Well, that thing can operate very, very fast. 4G, whatever they call it, for phones. Nothing compared to God. The speed of God. I guess it's got to be faster than the speed of light, right? We're traveling at the speed of God. So that's a little overview. And so next week, we were going to start with manifestation of believing, but next week we are. We're going to go over, again, what it is, look at it more deeply, and just see record after record where God worked with an individual or individuals and the power of God in manifestation. Just great stuff. So, Kristen, would you please pray?
Sure. Father God, just thank you for those words that we heard, and I thank you for just holding them in our hearts, Father, and I thank you for a wonderful day today and this wonderful opportunity we have to get together and fellowship in your word. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.